Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Today, we sing praise to God. I hope that you're able to sing along with many of the songs you hear during our time together. Heavenly Father, we sing praises to you. Thank you. Thank you for the voices that you have given to us and the song in our hearts even when we aren't singing aloud. Thank you for the gift of music that allows us to express our praise and thanks to you. As we sing to you, Lord, may it be a special offering, pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Thank you for directing your servants to write so much music in so many styles and flavors, incorporating scripture and dealing with subjects we want to express to you. May your spirit be present as we answer today's call to worship and praise. Amen.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for song of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, some by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, to rescue me from danger, bought me with His precious blood.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website. Our website provides an opportunity for you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Join me in glad adoration. Only he's
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship as we sing praise to God.
Calling fire. we do.
Blessed be the King.
Sing hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Friends, as we continue our look at singing praise to God, it's not only important that we praise Him, but that we sing our praises to Him. Music is a vehicle of worship. And God knows our hearts. He knows that some have the ability to sound more melodious than others of us. I really appreciate the fact that all our praises are a sweet-smelling savor to Him. I've heard some refer to Psalm 100, the first verse, joyful noise, as in just that, noise. Well, although there's some humor in that, it's probably referring to a very happy shout. And when you compound that joyful shouting times 50 people, 100 or more joyfully shouting, well, that would definitely be heard by some as joyful noise. Let's begin our look at Scripture with that passage, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Selah. Hebrews 13. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. From Psalm 69, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Listen to the proclamations of the seven angels. This account from Revelation 15. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. From Psalm 7, I will thank the Lord because He is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 30. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Psalm 47. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. From 2 Samuel 22. The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May God, the rock of my salvation, be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He brings down the nations under me and delivers me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. You give great victories to your King. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David, and all his descendants forever. Folks, just listen to our brother Paul as he reminds the Christians at Rome that Jesus is the hope of both Jews and Gentiles. Romans 15. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with his people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of our hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, from James chapter 5, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." As we sing praises, making melody in our hearts to the Lord, it helps take our thoughts and minds off all else and to set our affections on him. May God help us to keep that perspective. Amen.
Lord, you seem so far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray. Even in my darkest time, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will pray. Lift my hands to honor, because your word is true, I will sing. Lord, it's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me. Yes, it is. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God you did. But I don't know what to say, and give the grace. With all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, yes I will, I pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true.
Sing it again.
I will sing. Sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will pray, lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing.
Oh, we sing to you. We sing to you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. We sing to you, Lord. Oh, we lift our voices and sing. We worship you, Lord. We sing to you, Lord. We sing, we sing, we sing, we sing. We sing.
Jesus.
call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been reminded of how important it is that we sing praise to God. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're listening now and not a believer, then please listen up. In order to have new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they are wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took the punishment for all of your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell him that you accept this free gift. Invite him into your life. Now is the time. You are not guaranteed the next heartbeat. You can reach us by mail here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. There you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Isaiah 38, think of it. The Lord is ready to heal me. I will sing His praises with instruments every day of my life in the temple of the Lord.
Exalt you all my days. I sing hallelujah, oh Lord.